Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. The time is now 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast and 3:03 p.m. on the West Coast. You tune in to, or maybe it is 10/29/2022. Just a couple of more days or one more day before Halloween. But, of course, it's Saturday. So I'm sure the trick-or-treaters are out. Well, at least they'll be out soon. But then again, it's not like the old days till, you know, we used to wait till it got dark and really did trick-or-treating. Now you got to go pretty much before it gets dark to be safe. But happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is the Michael Gay Show on the Michael Gay Network. I'm your host, Michael Gay, and my co-host will be joining us momentarily. We do have some topics we're going to get into, some political things, as you well know. It's been going on this week, and there's a lot of things that's been going on this week, of course. And I just recently ran across an article that was pretty interesting. We're going to talk about one thing I want to talk about, of course, is Lindsey Graham, how he managed to wiggle his way from testifying thanks to a Supreme Court justice we all know. Interesting that this particular Supreme Court justice, his wife feels like the election was stolen. Interesting. And then we're going to also talk about a few other individuals who are going to, well, who will have to go before the committee. And let's see what else we got on tap. Kanye. Yay. You know, there's a lot of different opinions about Kanye West. People are saying he's crazy. He hasn't been the same since his mother passed away. And true enough, you know, I think some of the comments he made was out of line. But then again, I wonder, how many of you think that some of the things he said is true? Because some people say, hey, he's telling the truth. And other people are afraid to step up and tell the truth. Interesting back and forth there. But in the meantime, he's losing a lot of, well, I won't say he's losing a lot of money. He's losing money. He's losing profit. He's losing, you know, the deals he had. So we'll get into that. Also, Elon Musk is now the owner of Twitter. Yep, Elon Musk. You know who he is. Guy who brought you the Tesla and shooting rockets to, you know, outer space and stuff like that. Well, now he owns Twitter. Wonder what big changes he's going to make due to that. And, of course, we're going to talk about the attacks on Paul Pelosi, which is Nancy Pelosi's husband. Correct me if I'm wrong, but does that sound like a Democrat did that? I don't know. But, you know, you guys let me know when we get into that topic. So anyway, I'm waiting for my co-host to join, and I see there's one on the line. They haven't hit the number one yet, but hopefully they will shortly, and we'll get into the topics. Hope you're enjoying this Saturday right now as I'm on the air. I'm kind of glancing back and forth over to this game. The number one team in the nation, the Georgia Bulldogs, are playing the Florida Gators. You know, that's always been a rival. The Bulldogs, undefeated, 7-0. Interesting game. And it looks like they're going to take this one. So without further ado, let me open up the mic to the lady of the house, the co-host of the TMGS. It's Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis. Hi, Janet.
Hey, hey, hey. Listen, I pressed one. I don't know what happened, but I was right.
Okay.
But I had to press it again. Well, anyway, I'm
okay.
Here.
Yeah, right.
I was
great,
here.
Fantastic.
It just didn't recognize me.
Yeah, I'm using my other laptop. I hope that's not it. It's a newer laptop, so it should be okay. Everything is crystal clear. Of course, a newer laptop. It looks great. I'm wondering if it's taking its time responding. It shouldn't be.
I pressed one, and it never said I was in the host queue, and I thought it because I didn't have it up on speaker, you know. So then when you said you didn't see me, I was like, let me press it again.
Okay,
I
didn't see your hand up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, got another hand up, and I'm going to open
about
up the mic. What was that?
No, I was going to tell you.
Okay.
I wasn't really thinking. You were talking about Lindsey Graham. I mean, there was so much going on this week that that was like an afterthought with Lindsey, you know, because that was earlier.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, during
yeah.
the week.
Very interesting, yeah. But, okay, got another hand up. All the way from Los Angeles, California. Yep, it's the one, the only. Timing. All right, Mike. All right now. Okay, Mike. Okay, Mike. Mike, come on now. Look out there. Ship. What's up, brother Timing? Happy Saturday.
How are
hey,
you, bro? Good.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Missed
you
last week.
I'm just getting me some Beatles together, that's all.
Like I said, it's dinner time over there. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's dinner time in California. I said it's dinner time, 3:08 p.m.
Yeah,
in California.
Man.
Dinner time. I heard it.
Yeah, you got to make sure, man got to make sure we eat and all, you know.
Yep. For sure. All right, so we're going to start off with our political topics. And as I mentioned, we're going to also talk about Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to talk about the attack on Paul Pelosi. And we're going to also talk about Elon Musk. And we're going to try to fit all this into the 2 hours. But also, Barack Obama was on the campaign trail, was here in Georgia Friday night. And instead of doing it on a Saturday, because today is the big game between Georgia and Florida, they did it last night. And big crowd and everything. interesting what he said. Wonder how many of you saw it. I know it doesn't really have much to do with people in other states, but this is a major election, because I still don't understand how Herschel Walker is still in the running here. It boggles the mind. So let's get to our first topic.
But I just wanted to say Barack Obama had some important statistics that he talked about, you know, that was really, a lot of people don't realize it, but the only time jobs are really created is when a Democrat president is in office. You know, there's a lot of things that people have a tendency to overlook, but if you do your research, you'll know who to pick. The one that's going to really help you, not the one that's trying to take our democracy away from us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so let me find this first story. Well, first of all, before I get to that one, I want to ask you guys about this. Now, you know that Lindsey Graham didn't have to testify recently. Here in Georgia, and you know who put a halt to that, right?
Judge had to testify. You know.
Excuse me.
He was ordered to testify, and then somebody stepped in. Somebody else.
But it was Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. That put a halt to it, and I found it very interesting that because it's already known that his wife still believes that the election was fixed. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
that kind of strike you odd?
Yeah.
He's
you know, I mean,
himself.
Say that again.
Clarence Thomas should have recused himself.
Exactly. His wife's opinion was put out there. She should have never even said that if that was the case. She should have never, because she spoke for her husband. And that tells that he felt the same way. But you know what I'm saying? It got out there before this whole thing even, you know, got out rolling with her statement. But I agree with you. He should have recused himself from it.
But when she testified in front of the committee, she wasn't sworn in. And she said her and her husband never discussed things. And we know when you two people are married, living in the same house, that you, I don't see how they're not discussing things if he's always voting in her favor.
Right.
You know, I don't understand that. You know, when it becomes, I know police officers, of course. We know officers, and I know of some that say they don't bring the job home with them. You know what I mean? But some do.
Mm-hmm.
Some do bring the job home. If they saw something really grotesque or whatever, they may not want to say something because they don't want to have their wife be in fear of them being harmed. You know, they may keep that secret. But you're right. How can you see your wife every day and not talk about something on your job?
Mm-hmm.
Or
like I work law enforcement, and I do talk to my wife, my girlfriend, all the time. About my job.
You're right.
You know, but like Janet said, she claimed that they don't talk.
I
sent you
the article.
Janet?
Yeah, that's what she said when she talked to the January 5th committee. She said they don't discuss things like that. But we know all the decisions he's been making over the years were in her favor whenever she brought that something that she was working on came before the Supreme Court. People have no reason to lie.
Okay, you must have just sent me that article. And you must have just sent me that article in this last batch, right?
One. Yeah, I just sent it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm looking for it now so we can just go over what she said.
Should be the last name.
The very last. Hollywood Reporter?
No, Supreme Court Lindsey Graham. I thought I sent it. Wait a minute. Hold on. It's coming.
No, I don't
614.
See Okay, I don't see it yet.
Okay, you should have it now.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, okay, so let me open this up. Let's see what she's talking about. What is she talking about? Okay, so this comes from CNN. Of course, I'd like to tell you guys where these articles come from, and not everything is from CNN, or some of you guys will be like, oh, you liberals only believe what CNN says. But this is documented. Clarence Thomas freezes order for Lindsey Graham to testify before Georgia grand jury investigating 2020 election. Justice Clarence Thomas on Monday agreed to temporarily freeze a lower court order requiring testimony of Republican Senator Lindsey Graham in front of an Atlanta area special grand jury that is investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election in the state. Thomas acted alone because he has jurisdiction of the lower court that issued the original order. Acted alone. Thomas's move is an administrative stay that was most likely issued Monday to give the Supreme Court justices more time to consider the dispute. The court has asked for a response from the Georgia investigator by Thursday, okay, which just passed. Okay, Fulton County District Attorney Penny Willis, a Democrat, is spearheading a special grand jury investigation into Donald Trump aligned efforts to manipulate the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. She has indicated that she would like to question Graham on calls he made to election officials in Georgia after the election. The South Carolina Republican senator is arguing that such testimony is foreclosed by the Constitution speech or debate clause, which shields legislators from certain law enforcement actions for conduct connected to their legislative duties. Let me get down here and see where.
Yeah, that wasn't a duty.
I'm trying to see where. I don't want to read this whole thing, but I'm trying to see where Clarence Thomas's wife made that comment. And I'm scrolling through it. I don't see it in here. Hold on.
Okay. You don't see
anything
about Clarence Thomas?
No, I thought there was something about where I thought you had sent something about his
oh,
wife.
Oh, not no,
but anyway,
no, not about his wife, because that was something that we talked about probably last month when she testified in front of the grand jury. Right. I mean, the January 6th commission. No, I was only sending you why he made that decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, here it says, the litigation over whether Graham can be compelled to testify before the special grand jury has been playing out since the summer. Graham turned to the Supreme Court for intervention on Friday. He told the justices in court filings his phone calls with Georgia officials were related to the, quote, impeding vote on certifying the election. And because as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, at the time, he was charged with reviewing election-related issues. However, the senator also argued to the high court that his motives were irrelevant to the protections that the Constitution offers lawmakers for legislative conduct. Quote, the district courts and district attorney's apparent suspicions about motive are baseless, but even assuming otherwise, the speech or debate clause was designed to prevent exactly this sort of examination, he wrote. He added that a lower court was wrong also to think that any other lines of hypothetical questioning would be permissible. So I find that pretty interesting that Clarence Thomas said, hold on, and he put the brakes on the entire pretty much on the questioning of Lindsey Graham. But that was supposed to have been taken care of on Thursday. I don't know what the outcome was and if it will go forward. Have you heard anything, Jen?
No, I was really happy over the fact that the lower court was telling them he had to testify. And then next thing you know, here comes Clarence Thomas with this. This one slipped through from me. That's why I didn't send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize Clarence Thomas had put the brakes on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to drag this out until the next year or after this election, hoping and praying that they're going to get in, you know. But if anybody is really concerned about democracy and autocracy, they need to read up on it because their rights are definitely going to be taken away.
Right, right. And speaking of next term, you know, I have to touch on last night's debate, last night's rally here in Georgia. It was Stacey Abrams and Raphael Warnock. Now, before we get into that, let me open up the mics to, and I believe this is the host of a great show, by the way. We had two back-to-back episodes last Thursday and this Thursday. Great topic, great conversation. Let's say hello to Cotton K.C. Campbell.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Happy Saturday.
Hello.
Welcome.
Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for making it. And we're just getting started. You know, so I want to go ahead and say that. So I want to read this article real quick, though, because this was interesting. I watched it when I watched the replay of it when I got in last night. Obama and Georgia lambast Walker as a celebrity that wants to be a politician. Have you heard this story before? Former President Barack Obama described Herschel Walker as, quote, a celebrity that wants to be a politician during a speech Friday night in Georgia, lauding the Republican Senate nominee as, quote, one of the best running backs of all time, but someone who was not equipped to be a United States Senator. Obama went point for point against Walker, calling him, quote, someone who carries around a phony badge and says he is in law enforcement like a kid playing cops and robbers, attacking his issues of character and his habit of not telling the truth, and describing him as someone who is going to be so loyal to former President Donald Trump, it means he is not going to be really thinking about you or your needs. The speech, the former Democratic president's first full foyer onto the campaign trail in 2022, framed the midterms as a choice election between politicians who seem willing to do anything to get power and leaders who share our values, who see you and care about you. Now, I watched this, and he really did lay into it. But he did it in such a, you know, Barack Obama. He's not really theatrical, but he did it in such a way it was like, yeah, well, he's telling the truth, you know.
Right.
He said, you know, you wouldn't put me out there on the football field to be running back. Certain jobs.
Right. Or drive or fly in a plane.
Right.
You
right.
Mm-hmm.
You're
I
not going to put me
Michigan,
in the
top. Yeah. I saw the Michigan debate, and that was just as good as the Georgia one.
Mm-hmm. Or the rally.
The campaign rally. The rally.
Yeah, the campaign rally. But it's still scary because he's still got good numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Walker still has good numbers.
They've already
now. I
want some people, and they said they don't care. They interview a lot of white folks. They didn't interview no black people, but they interviewed a lot of white folks that said, you know, yeah, he's done some things, but I still vote for him.
What makes him good, though?
White
I don't know anything about him.
White men.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now,
they just want a puppet, a yes person, to vote.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's so obvious. You know, and I was thinking about this the other day, of all of the intelligent, and not saying Herschel Walker isn't, I don't know how smart he really is, but he doesn't come off as being very intelligent about politics whatsoever or any kind of knowledge of it. But of all the black Republicans that they could pick, they don't. They picked what?
Mm-hmm.
A former football star. And don't forget this. He moved back here to Georgia. They had him move back here. He lived in
mm-hmm.
Texas.
On purpose.
For years. He moved back here just to do that. And then, as we already talked about, the allegations, and well, really not allegations, there's a lot of it documented of his violent history. But they don't care, like Tommy just said. They don't
mm-hmm.
care. We need that puppet.
Can I say something? I just want to,
mm-hmm.
Michael Steele, the ex-leader of the RNC at the time when Barack Obama was president, he said as
mm-hmm.
long as he went along with whatever they were doing, everybody was fine. The minute he started voicing his opinion and he became woke, he said, they got rid of his tail.
Right. They sure did.
So they want a yes
they sure
person.
Did.
Somebody just going to, just whatever you say, do it.
But, you know, Donna, I mean, you know, Janet, when you think about it, is it yes or is it that, I mean, because the boy, when Obama got through speaking, and that's what made it so funny, because, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing. That's not even a yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You can't
no, talking about cows getting pregnant by a bull.
You know, I mean, you can't ask this man about whatever the hell is going on in the world. I mean, you know, he always revert back to about I'm a Christian and all the Christians and God and then the Lord and the God and the and I'm a man. Stop it. Will somebody just say,
right.
Brother, stop. Talking out of both sides of your neck, and you ain't making no sense.
Mm-hmm. And another lady came forward.
You talking about.
And another lady came forward saying that he forced her to have an abortion. You know? So, I mean, how many women got to come out the woodwork? But he's trying to say only
now,
Warnock is doing it, the Democrat Party.
But now let's back up here for a minute. When all these women came forward about Bill Cosby, what did they do? Oh, they investigated immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
They checked into that. And even though this was, you know, when Bill Cosby spoke, that was not supposed to be no kind of trial or whatsoever, right? But then
right. It
became one. They opened it up again. And look what happened to Bill Cosby. He went to prison. He's out now, but he went to prison. But for some reason, Herschel Walker's getting a pass for these allegations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's getting a pass.
Look, they found their perfect puppet. They couldn't get it with Kanye West. And what he's doing right now, I feel it's a deflection, just like when he tried to run as for president of the United States when Biden and Trump was running against each other. He threw his little hat in the ring thinking that blacks were going to run to him because he's black. And then
well, you
the
know what I like
women,
that,
the women
that,
in Georgia that somebody, Kanye West, how many Kanye Wests is it that came there to threaten her and tried to say she stole ballots or loaded more ballots down at the State Farm Arena?
Yeah, the so-called suitcases.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the so-called suitcases. But here's another thing. What I did like that Barack Obama said, and I wish that the people who believe that the election was stolen, you know, Barack Obama said, you know, he mentioned last night when he was running for office that he got his ass whipped, like, by what, 30 points?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said, but I didn't jump up and down and say the election was rigged.
That's
I
right.
didn't, you know, start saying this and that and the other. I didn't attack my opponent or whatever. He said, I conceded. He said, you know what I did? He said, I didn't blame the people. The people spoke. He said, I just went back and figured out a better way to run my campaign. to win. He said, and by the way, I won twice. And I, said,
right.
said, and I did it twice. That I liked.
Mm-hmm. But
I like that he said that. Uh-huh.
Mike, the problem with Democrats, they keep expecting for Republicans to be like them.
Yeah.
And that's why they're messaging and they get in trouble because they're not. These people are playing dirty pool all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Trump put, now remember, for 4 years, smokescreen in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He told y'all he was the Wizard of Oz, that he can give you a heart, a brain, and everything else. And the dude sat back and he was robbing everybody blind. He sat
that's
up.
Right.
What did he do? He attacked. He attacked our law enforcement. He went to the highest court. He turned Bill Barr out. He turned the senators
mm-hmm.
and everybody against everything. Now you don't even
mm-hmm.
know what a Republican is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what a Republican is. He ain't the Republican. I mean, and mind you, he didn't create the racism. That was already there. He just
mm-hmm.
refused.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's
right.
all he
right.
did.
That's true.
But he definitely sold a message that the average person would not have known. And they're sitting back,
well, here,
and he played them.
Uh-huh.
He played them so good that you would never, I mean, and it's still working. He told y'all, if I keep saying something over and over again, you'll eventually believe it. And he
but
did.
Now here's the thing, too, but here's the thing that's interesting. If we go back when Barack Obama was first term running for president and won. You know what you heard then? Barack Obama started all the racism. It's his fault.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember hearing
mm-hmm.
all that? Okay. But here's the thing. If every black person in America voted for Barack Obama and no white people did, he wouldn't have been president. So I don't know where that argument comes of where he started racism. White folks voted for the first black president, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, also, you had more militia groups and hate groups and all that stuff forming.
Came out of the
when
world.
Barack Obama became, they yeah. Gun sales,
yeah, black people,
gun sales.
Yeah, black people didn't want to vote for Obama. Oh, he don't speak for
true.
Me.
You're exactly. You're right. You're right. But you had gun sales go up, ammunition sales go up, when the first black president came into office. And let's not forget, people keep forgetting, when he won, what was it, 15 people had a dinner. It's documented. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They all
I
got together and plotted.
Make sure he a one-time president.
Yep.
Oh, well, yeah.
Man,
well, Mr. Donald said that we're going to make sure that he's a one-term president.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. But you had
and
black
it burned their ass.
Who didn't want this guy in there?
But here's the thing. But it burned their ass when he became a two-time president, and they're scratching their not their heads but their asses. Like how the
but
hell did
look,
he do this?
You remember that night though? Mike Romney took forever to concede because they just
exactly.
knew they won. They were cheating then. But people got out and
you're
vote,
right.
and so there's nothing they can do. So now they decide, well, we're just going to steal the electoral because they know they can't
and
win popular.
And don't forget about the audio tape of Romney speaking. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that audio tape. It's still available, what Romney was saying at, prior to the final results of the election. But
mm-hmm.
that I don't know. I mean, that there tells me a lot of things. But if you remember now, Al Gore had called Bush, right? But then he
mm-hmm.
called him back because there was the issue in Florida. Remember the hanging Chad era?
Oh, yeah.
But he called
yeah.
him back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, he called.
Call
Al Gore did call.
Garbage can. Mm-hmm.
Right. Al Gore did call. But then when that whole – and now and then let's look at the whole thing. Who was governor of Florida then? His brother.
Bush's brother. Mm-hmm.
Jed.
But Gore still did the right thing, and he swore he they did the went through with tallies of the electoral college and everything. He did the right thing, even though people were upset knowing that these people stole. He still did the right thing because he wanted to keep the peace.
Right, and he let them go ahead and go through it again, count the hanging chads or whatever, and then once they came up with actually the Supreme Court made the decision. Okay,
mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court picked our president, which was Bush. And Gore was like, okay. And he let it go. But here, Donald Trump has been out of office, and we're still going down this damn road.
Rabbit hole. Mm-hmm.
But, this rabbit hole.
Well, but the reason why you're going down that hole, Mike, you got to see the chaos that this man created.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He created such a firestorm. Think about it, of what he's done, and everything was a smoke screen. They still asking, how did this man get all these files? They found out that he with the Secret Service, he got them to cover up so they would not know what the Secret Service was doing on those cell phones. They found out he overcharged. About thousands of dollars. He charged all of he charged everybody. And then as soon as he left, he sold the hotel.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And but
the man turned around and figured out a way to make money off the United States, and basically gave them a big fuck you is what he did. Him and Bannon.
Yeah.
Wait. And so the RNC people, don't send money to the RNC, send it to me. You know, so the RNC is at his beck and call. You know, he's sitting there, they're paying for his attorney fees and everything else, but he's sitting on all this money.
That's the thing. You've got to, and I'm telling you, stay tuned. Because everything, all this stuff is going to tie together from Georgia to New York to the DOJ. It's all going to be tied together, and it's going back to him. The last guy they got to get is Jared Kushner, because he got that $2 billion deal, and I'm guaranteeing he knew Khashoggi was going to get killed.
Right.
But hold on a minute. But let's back up and remember what Janet said, and remember the scenario that we're in right now. This is a midterm year, and this is really going to make a difference. And don't forget, Georgia, Georgia turned blue.
No, they're purple. They're not blue yet because
somewhat. That's why I was about to correct myself. It's purple because it is a Republican governor. But Senate-wise, it's Democrat. So this is what's going to make a difference. If we get – if Georgia gets the same two senators there, well, it's going to be the same as it is now, right? And you have a – and if Kemp wins, it's going to be the same way. But if you Abrams in there – and Warnock wins, then it's blue.
Because
Ossoff is already there. Okay, then it is blue. All right. So this is the as they call a swing state now. Georgia has always been a red state. Always been a red state. And so that's really pissing them off. And they need to turn it red again. But let's go back to what Janet said earlier. It's buying time. All of this is about buying time. What Clarence Thomas did was buying time. And they're going to try to buy more and more time until the elections are over with and see how the land lays then. And like you said, once it falls into these other individuals, if they win, they're going to throw all that crap out.
Mm-hmm.
The January 6th investigation, they're going to throw all that crap out if they take the Senate. or oh, better yet, if they take the house.
Right. You remember when Obama lost the house after he did the Affordable Care Act? The Republicans did was have hearings. That's all they did. They didn't pass not a bill. They had hearings. All they did for the Senate when McConnell took over was put judges in. Every time the Democrat House would pass a bill, it would go into a dead pile. They called him the Grim Reaper because then nothing happened. And the same thing is going to happen again, but this time it's going to be worse because if they get in, they're going to try to make it where they can stay in. They're busy beavers doing it right now.
Well, let's look at what's his name that President Obama was trying to get to the Supreme Court. Who's doing the investigation?
Garland.
I can't think of his name.
Garland.
Yeah. So, and you know they stalled then, and they kept stalling when they could have went ahead and put him in.
No, they said it was too close. A year and a half out, they said it was
right,
too close.
Right. Yeah, well, they stalled for a moment, and then they said, go ahead.
But you do know, they just brought in the real deal, Holyfield. You know they just brought in the new guy who that's what he does for a living. The DOJ called in. So... It's already been set up. They get me. I'm talking about. It's going. Matter of fact, on the thing today, they were going to make an indictment. There, a lot of people think the indictment will come either the latter part of November or the early part of December.
They want to impeach. They said if they take over, McCarthy and other people have said if they take over, they're going to impeach Obama. They're going to impeach Clinton. They're going to impeach Kamala Harris, Garland. They got a list of people they're just going to impeach just because they can.
But wait
Not
a minute.
Not because they did something wrong.
But the thing is, that's where they go. But that's where they're going to get their face cracked because you know all these different things that they think is going to go down. They got news. I'm telling you, Cheney is, even though she is what she is, she wants that boy gone.
Yes, she does.
So Cheney is going to work like the dickens. I'm telling you, everybody is going down.
Well, Cheney is going to have to get up out of her chair after this term because she lost. But, of course, she says she's going to continue. But she says she's going to continue to fight, right. And I give her respect because for the fact that, you know, some people forget that her father and Barack Obama worked side by side during what? The crisis, right? The automotive deal.
Bush didn't stand up and shake Obama's hand. My apologies.
Bush did. Well, because they were both running, and they put their campaigns aside to work on that, right? For a moment to work on it, and here's the thing: what you just said, Simon. I kind of wonder how that's going to work out. You know. Well, actually, what Janet said as far as, you know, they're going to impeach and impeach and impeach and impeach.
That's what
you
they said.
They have a list?
Yeah,
okay.
Taylor Greene,
well,
Cotton's
been
Taylor Greene,
quiet.
He said it. Jim Jordan said
okay.
it.
Okay, and I'm going to talk about her in a minute, but Cotton's been a little quiet. Cotton, did you want to chime in on this?
No,
okay,
no, I'm
Cotton.
Really listening to No,
she's
I'm
listening.
Here. No. My phone was on mute, so I'm listening to understand what's going on.
Right. Well, real quick, let me say this. The time is now 6:44 p.m. here on the East Coast in the United States. It is, what time is it over there where you are, Simon? 3:44, right? 3:44 on the West Coast. And you're listening to the TMGS. This is the Michael Gay Show on the TMGN. I see some numbers here on the board. If you'd like to join the conversation, hit the number one when we will open up your mic, and you can chime in and, you know, share your questions or comments. Also, if you choose not to, you can go to the chat room. You can post your questions or comments there. I will read them on the air. All right. But I'll tell you this now. You jump on this phone and start talking crazy, I will mute you. That will be the warning. I'll open up your mic again. If you continue to talk crazy, I will cut you off. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I got that sound effect, by the way, you guys. So remember, if you do that, you're going to hear dun, dun, dun. So let me jump to something else here. Since we're still talking about the political thing, Pelosi was attacked the other day.
Mm.
Now, in his own home. Now, let me get this out the box first before you guys respond. I don't think this was a damn Democrat. I don't think this was somebody who's a Democrat and said, I'm going to go to Nancy Pelosi's house with a hammer.
You know it wasn't. He was volunteering on and everything else.
Well, let's look at something here, too, though, because I have never heard of a Democrat, well, other than the only thing I can think of was, what was his name, the one who tried to assassinate President Reagan?
Who was a Democrat?
I'm saying the person who attacked Paul Pelosi, I don't think he was a Democrat. But the guy who shot President Reagan, I don't know if he was a Democrat or not, and I don't know if this guy was, but still and again, the Republicans have been feeding violence from Donald Trump on down. We already saw what happened January 6th. But do you guys remember what Marjorie Taylor Greene said about Nancy Pelosi? Because that surfaced again since this attack on Pelosi's husband, on Paul Pelosi.
What did she say, Mike?
Okay. I'm going to read it to you. It says, statements from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Georgia Republican, saying that Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi should be killed over alleged, quote, treason. It says it has resurfaced online after the Democratic leader's husband was attacked by a man in San Francisco earlier Friday morning who broke into the couple's home. In one video that was posted on Twitter by CNN reporter Andrew Kaczynski in April that was shared online following Friday's attack, Green stated, Pelosi, a traitor to our country. She's guilty of treason. She took an oath to protect American citizens and uphold our laws, and she gives aid and comfort to our enemies who illegally invade our land. That's what treason is. Green was referring to Pelosi not supporting former President Donald Trump's border wall, according to CNN. Green added, and by our law, representatives and senators can be kicked out and no longer serve in our government, and it's a crime. Punishable by death is what treason is. Nancy Pelosi is guilty of treason, and we want her out of our government. That's pretty deep, isn't it?
Before Trump got in office, the law always had been in the United States when it came to people who were seeking asylum. Our doors were supposed to be open, but Trump changed all that.
Yeah.
Had them waiting over.
Out.
Yeah, you know, and building the wall. So how could he say it was treason when he was the one that changed that law that we've been doing all along? Biden just put that back in. He had to go through the Supreme Court to do it.
Okay, but then it says the Twitter account Midas Touch, this is account, also shared the video on Friday. Midas Touch wrote that Marjorie Taylor Greene previously said Nancy Pelosi was guilty of treason and told her followers it was a crime punishable by death. Now, this guy goes to the house with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really that serious? Are these people that stupid, that crazy?
According to the story,
it said, but according to the story, I guess Paul said that he kept saying, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" He was looking for her.
The police said,
"What was he going to do? Bash her in the head? Commit murder?"
That's what he did to his own husband.
Yeah.
See?
He had to have surgery.
And have we heard any Republicans say anything? I haven't. But have you heard any Republican say this is uncalled for? Any apologies whatsoever?
Yeah, I think it was the only one.
Okay.
Yeah, but
of course, because he's the mouthpiece for all of them.
Well, Mike,
he's speaking for all of them, I guess.
No. He's not speaking for all of them because you got to know, Mitch McConnell wants to stay the leader of the Republican Party. Okay, he does not want to lose. He actually believes there's a good chance they could lose the Senate. He even said it. But what they're doing is these people are, as I was saying before, what Bannon and Trump has done, okay, which has been going on, you can go back to the planters, to the plantations, when they got poll whites to buy in and they told them, that black folks are coming to take your land, or black folks, everything was about money. They sold them fear. And as long as you can sell them fear, you are going to take them down and do what is done. And so this fear that which has been sold to them got that white boy all worked up, that he would be dumb enough to go and commit a crime like that. What else can you get those people to that they could believe that they could take the Capitol?
That's
in
right.
2022?
Yeah, they've been playing that old playbook, like you said, from the slavery day, instilling fear in people to get them to go along with them.
Well, when I said that Mitch McConnell was a mouthpiece, I'm saying that where he had to speak up and say something. Well, but see, that's, well, like you said, that's a playbook. Well, on behalf of the Republican, you know, Senate, we do not condone this. They're not going to say one by one, or you know, they're not going to speak out on their own and say, "Hey, look, we don't condone that type of stuff." See, that's why I said he's the mouthpiece. It seems like they all are apologetic because he's the leader. You get what I'm saying?
Well, Mike, he does not know. McCarthy and them all feel okay. They're with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They can't do that because they're on Trump's side. Trump don't like McConnell. All right? So that's already been given up. That's what I'm saying. When you say mouthpiece, that means you think you're speaking for all Republicans. That's like you're speaking for Liz Cheney.
Donald Trump don't like many people. And true enough, Mitch McConnell did say Donald Trump was at fault for what happened. You guys heard him say it, right, on January 6th. But he didn't go against he didn't agree with the hearings. He didn't think that was necessary.
Oh, wait a minute. McConnell was going to vote to have him impeached. It was Rand Paul who had a meeting where there was no way that he could get away, and he ended up voting with the group. He wanted him gone.
And McCarthy only going along because the far right has taken over the House, and he knows it, and he wants to stay Speaker. So he's going along with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Gates, and Jones. I mean, I'm sorry, Jim Jordan. You know, and so they're going to be on the some of these committees that's going to try to do the impeaching. You know,
whatever happened to the investigation into him? Wasn't he accused of some misconduct?
Yeah,
Jordan.
Okay, but unless somebody brings it back up. Okay, but like I said, that's not going to happen. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Merrick Garland. You can take mm-hmm. your mind off of the midterm. Ain't got nothing happen. Not gonna happen. Even though they're gonna go and have a midterm, Merrick Garland is about to indict all them fools. Because your girl in New York sent everything to the DOJ. They
yes,
just
she
got some taxes. They also the girl from
Georgia
gonna send everything to the DOJ. And then they got the only thing is they got to sit down and take inventory.
Well, no,
one
but that's why
one.
They want to indict Garland because they feel like he's being a puppet and only going by what Biden wants him to do. And they're really going to try to impeach Biden. They're going to throw Hunter Biden
yes,
under the bus.
Before they can even get there, I'm telling you, they know what they know. Garland knows what the stakes are right now. They
yes,
and
he
wait
does.
A minute, and why do you think Cheney is voting Democrat now? She knows for the
mm-hmm.
Republican Party to hang on, he got to go.
Let me ask this question, and I understand exactly what both of you are saying, but so if this all goes down, okay, what kind of effect do you think this is going to have on America?
Mike,
I mean, you got all these.
Mike.
We got
no,
to
I'm saying that
this time has got to be better because when the slaves fought in the Civil War, instead of Lincoln squashing what was going on in the South, he wanted them to wanted it to be neutral and have a healing. And that's when they put all these statues up and they got their own story on what happened when the North and South was fighting.
Okay, I understand
and so
that.
We
got to
have a complete
that,
healing.
What I'm
What'd
saying,
say, Mike?
But what I'm saying is that if all the Democrats are all, and let's say Garland and all of them got their ducks in a row and all their eggs in the basket correctly and everything, and this goes down,
right.
What do you think is going to happen? Because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be against it. Do you think it's going to? Do you think they're just going to go away quietly? Or you think
no,
going to
I think it's probably
going to
be another
civil war.
Mike,
yeah, a civil war.
The evidence is too strong. If he don't indict him, you also ruin the country.
That's right.
True.
You cannot. You
above
got,
the law.
So that's why he's saying we got to go by the law, because if we don't
that's
indict
right.
him, then we ain't got no law. We ain't
That's
got
right.
no law if all you got to do is go to the Supreme Court and let who else is Clarence Thomas gonna block?
Mm-hmm.
Who else is he gonna save? Because he know that because you remember, Jenny Thomas was on the phone.
That's right.
That's why they don't want him to. That's why they don't want Lindsey to talk. Because Lindsey know. He going to be done, too, and he can be indicted. And that's
mm-hmm.
why they're trying to keep blocking everything. That's why Trump wants to keep blocking everything, to ride it out. That's been the only way for them to survive. But you can't do that no more, and Garland knows this.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to not only save democracy, but if Liz Cheney even knows, if you're going to save the last of the Republican Party, that fool has to go.
Has to go. That's right. That's right.
If he don't, hey, God.
He already threatened a war. He already, Trump has already threatened a war if he's indicted.
Now, the only way guys like Bannon and all these people, and that way I should say this also, Mike, they're using the money that the people have been sending in. That's what Trump
yeah.
is using to pay these lawyers.
Right, yeah.
He's using that money.
Yeah.
He's using
well, yeah, I think Janet had
money
mentioned that.
To save his ass.
Yeah. I think Janet had mentioned that, the where, you know, right, well, didn't you say, Janet, where don't send it to RNC, send it to me, you know, and people are doing that, you know,
right.
So.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing it. Well,
that's
saying,
right.
And wait a minute. He's already battling your boy Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis and Trump are going to bump heads. Now, somebody got to give because they want that power. But like
but
I said, all they got to do is get
them.
One indictment and they're going to fold.
We can't have either one of them in that presidential office because our democracy is hanging by a thread, and they're going to tip it right over the edge. You see how DeSantis is doing all the things he's doing in Florida. You don't think he's going to try to do the same thing throughout the whole United States? And this is what's so ironic. Just like when Governor Cuomo, during the COVID, talked about how the blue states were supporting the red states because they were welfare states. They didn't like that. That's why they got rid of him. But it's the truth. And all the jobs that's been created, it has only been created really by Democrat presidents in office.
Tell you what, hey, Janet, did not Clinton leave George Bush a surplus when he came in?
Yes, and it came out.
And then he turned around and what?
It was in the deficit.
He left Obama a shitty, left him a shitty economy and two or three wars.
That's right.
Okay? And then Obama comes in, right?
Leaves another surplus.
Right.
Go
and
ahead.
Then Trump comes in. And he's talking about, look at this great economy I've done. No, you're a lie.
He was right
on the great economy.
That's it. And all Trump was doing was pay to play. Pay to play. That's all he did while he was in office. Pay to play. He charged.
I'm telling you, when they get through, that's why. Hey, Mike. Another thing. That's why. The people of that the archives want that paperwork. They want the paperwork because they know this man was already doing stuff. They was covering up shit and everybody running. Cipollone know if he opened his mouth, which that's why they're trying to come down on him. Hey, bro, you need to talk.
I came across an article, but I missed a copy of. Of where Donald Trump is claiming that some of that documentation is his. He's saying that it belongs to him. But
anything when you do go to the archives.
I know. We all know that. We all can read it, and he should have read it, and his lawyers and everybody else already told him what the process is. How it's
That's
always been.
Discussion.
You know, it's a thing of where, but let me finish something here real quick. This individual has bent, and not just bent, but broken, I will say every rule. He's made it the way he wants it to be. He has, just like as far as every president has shown their tax returns or whatever, their statements and everything. He said, no. No, first he said, I'll show them to you if I win. And when he won, what did he do? He reneged. Well, I'm president now. I don't have to show you nothing. See, it's not just lying to the Democrats who were asking for it. You lied to the American public. You lied to everybody. You follow me? So right there should have been a hit in the half. That should have been a hit in the half. Of what kind of motherfucker you get. Excuse my language, you know I don't normally cuss. That should have been a hit and a half. Something as simple of doing that has been done for, what, 60 years or 40 years or whatever by every president before you. And now you want to sweep it on the rug and say, I don't need to. But then we already know about your history, bankruptcy. So then, yeah, we do want to know. But the followers of him, like, so what? They drank the Kool-Aid.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
They
drank the Kool-Aid just like the people did in the Jim Jones situation. They believed in this man so much, they were willing to drink the Kool-Aid. Now, those people died. These people are that are drinking his Kool-Aid. Are dealing with a slow death, because they're believing the lie. And when I say the slow death, that's what I'm saying, the slow death of democracy.
And what's so bad, what's so sad about this whole situation is the media. When you look at some of the far-right media stations, you know, I looked at, you know, OAN, and I think it was News something, I forgot the name of it. But they tried to be so up and up. But you know, if you do any research and you're really looking at reading papers and looking at the news, that just by everything they're coming out of their mouth saying is a lie. But they're trying to act like, you know, they're trying to paint the Democrats as being some evil demons, you know, out to destroy America. America is not going to be where, like they think it is, like it was back in slavery days. It's never going to get back to that.
Well, back into the 1950s. You don't have to go back to slavery. You can go back to the 50s. You know,
yeah.
You know, that's the slogan, make America great again. Okay, you know, you don't have to go way back to slavery days. You could just go back to Jim Crow. All right, that's what you're looking for is the Jim Crow. But you know what I found interesting too? But what I also found interesting, since you mentioned the media, in my point of view, I like to correct folks when you say the media, you know, CNN and MSNBC, you know, the liberal media. Media is a lot of platforms. It's not just television. It's radio. It's movies. It's TV shows. Media is print, magazines, newspapers. That's the media. So you can get a lot of false information. Oh, social media. You can get a lot of false information through various forms of the media. So don't let these stations tell you it's just a television station. It comes through various ways. I get stuff on my social media pages from Republican groups or this and that and the other. I mean, if I could block it, I block it. You know, sometimes stuff pop up. But here's something that I found interesting. If you guys remember, and I still remember this, when Barack Obama was president and when he would do a speech, I would turn on Fox News. I'd turn on Fox News. And let me tell you what was so funny. If you turn on CNN, MSNBC, they'd have the camera right on Barack Obama, and you'd hear everything that he's saying, right? The entire speech. Fox News would have a little window box of Barack Obama in the corner and have one of their pundits telling their listeners what the hell he's saying here. Or better yet, what they wanted them to hear, you know, they were putting their spin on it. They were putting their spin on it. And there's video of it. I don't have to lie about it. You guys can look it up.
It's the truth.
They would do that every damn time. And then go to commercial. I flip over to the other channels. They're still on it. They wouldn't even go to commercial. We'll be right back. It seems like Barack Obama is still speaking. They didn't even call him the president for a while. They would just say Barack Obama or Obama is still speaking. We'll be right back.
Listen, not just Barack Obama, but Michelle Obama. Michael, just like Michelle Obama, they tried to say she was a transvestite. They came with all Barack Obama was gay. I mean, he was called everything, even a monkey.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
Well,
it's crazy.
But you expect that from ignorant people when you have the first black president. Keep in mind, I told you guys a while back when I first came here to Georgia, when I worked in construction, and I got into a conversation with some white guys and a few other black folks on the job site. In fact, Town Center Mall, Janet, you know where that is, which is now like a huge community. But there was nothing for miles around when this mall was being built. And I remember this guy. I remember his name was Frankie. He's from Florida. And he said, there'll never be a black president. He said, that's why they call it the White House, Mike. I'm like, interesting. To this day, I wish I would see that motherfucker. To this day, I wish I could see Frankie. And be like, not one time, but two times he served, man.
And we got a vice president that they try to say she needs to be impeached.
And you have two black Supreme Court justices now. One is a Republican, the other is a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And she just got in. That's what I think is going to be interesting.
when there are certain laws and rulings that have to come up through the Supreme Court justice. Now, I think that's what's going to be interesting to see how those votes go. Because she just got in.
But
let's see what happens with something. Well, right, but let's see what happens down the road. That's what's going to be very, very, very interesting to me. Okay, so I want to take a quick music break, and when I come back, I'd like for us to get in this story. We might have to hold off on Mr. Tesla, because as you guys know, he
Mr.
now owns Twitter. Mr. Tesla.
You mean Elon Musk?
The Tesla. Yeah, I call him Mr. Tesla. I know his name. I was going to say it. But I call him Mr. Tesla. You guys ever rode or drove a Tesla? Rode in one or drove one? Interesting.
Yeah,
you
know, I worked with Tesla.
Anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah,
cars.
I worked with Tesla.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, Cotton, you work for Tesla. That's right. Interesting car. But I will get into Kanye Ye West and get you guys' point of view on what's happening with him. This is interesting because there's different points of – I mean, there's different opinions on what he said. Some folks say, yeah, he was wrong for what he said, but I understand what he means. There's a lot of people who say that. Okay, and
say what?
When I go back and
listen
to,
say, Mike?
Well, I gotta do a music break real quick, and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna pull up some of the stories, and hold on a minute here. I'm trying to pull up this board, but anyway, so let me come back and we'll get into what Kanye said and the allegedly millions of dollars that he's losing. You're listening to TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, live here from the ATL. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record louder? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record louder? Trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
Why you standing here alone, looking so fly? Got me wondering who you came with. Maybe we can be friends, or we can have a fling, or you can be my main chick.
Oh, yeah.
Hold up, wait a minute, let me slow down. Girl, you just got my mind blown. I like know you, I'm just trying to get the jump on you, so maybe we can be alone.
Oh, yeah.
Not a fool to think that I'm the only one who noticed you. Cause right now you got all eyes on me.
Yeah.
So do you mind if I take you on the floor, so I can get one dance with ya before you leave, girl? Yeah. Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record louder? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
DJ.
DJ, can you play that record louder? I'm just trying to get jumped up with my shorty on the dance floor. Girl, we ain't gotta talk, we ain't gotta drink. All you gotta do is move that body. We gon' tear the floor up and get the club lit like it's a private party. It's unbelievable the way your body is calling for me. Yeah. Not a fool to think that I'm the only one who noticed you. Cause right now you got all eyes on me.
Oh, yeah.
So do you mind if I take you on the floor, so I can get one dance with ya before you leave, baby, yeah. Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record louder? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor. DJ, can you play that record loud? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to make a move, doing what I gotta do, just to get with you, baby. I'm just trying to make a move, make it do what it do, while I put you in the mood, baby.
I'm just trying to make a move, doing what I gotta do, trying to get with you, baby. I'm just trying to make a move, doing what I gotta do, put my needle in the groove, baby. Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record loud? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor. Turn it up. Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record loud? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor. Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record loud? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor. Mr. DJ, excuse me, DJ, can you play that record loud? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
What's up, y'all? This is St. James, and you're listening to TMGS, The Michael Gay Show. Tune in every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for interesting topics and awesome music. Now back to the show.
Thank you, St. James, for the plug. And by the way, the song you just heard, that was from Ishmael saying, excuse me, DJ. I had to play that. You know, he's been a guest on the show, and I have to play that because I have to congratulate the brother. The song is number 2 on the UK charts, yes, United Kingdom, across the pond. So congratulations to Ishmael, all right? That's great. And then, by the way, I want to say that our friend Mr. Joe Levy is now being is nominated as Artist of the Year on the Soul charts. So hopefully we'll get Joe to stop by. If he wins this, that's going to be awesome. Awesome album, you guys. Check it out. You know, Mr. Joe Levy, which you guys all know. Okay, so let's get to Ye. Kanye West. Woo! Janet, what did the man say? What did the man say? Come on, man. I know Cotton's been following this. I know Cotton's been following this whole thing.
Ask Cotton.
What is the man say?
Yes, she sure has. We should have been canceled him. I just feel like he should have been canceled a long time ago.
And
at the end of the day, I don't care. I don't care about people saying that he did something strategic and he got out of his contract. Well, hip hip hooray for him. But he's been disrespecting black people for a long time. And every time that he does something stupid, then you turn around and you make him more money. So We reward bad behavior. Like you disrespected everybody's ancestors at this point.
Amen. That's right. And it's a deflection. What he's doing is the same thing he did, like I said earlier, with the campaign when Trump was running with Hillary Clinton, and he was this last one with Biden,
right.
And he was running as president of the, you know, as an independent, just to take votes away, but it backfired on him. You know, and so what are they doing now? He's sitting there trying to say the Jews are crooked and, you know, and something's wrong with him. Everybody's out to get him. You know, I've seen interviews with him and Chris Cuomo, and I was like, oh, my God, I had to turn the channel. You know,
I've seen some of I've listened to and I've seen some of his interviews. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and pull up one of the articles and read it out loud real quick. This is one that struck me that's interesting. According to Fortune magazine, Kanye West is keeping quiet after reportedly losing his coveted billionaire status. Here's the money he's lost, okay, according to this. Kanye West, who now goes by Ye, is staying markedly silent, that's interesting, after self-destructing his partnership with German sportswear giant Adidas, a move that reportedly left a $1.5 billion dent in his net worth. Okay, then, wait a minute, where's the rest of the story? See, I don't like this. It's not giving me the rest of the story.
He's lost contact with Balenciaga.
I'm gonna move on to another one that's gonna give me more.
I think, information. I think. No, I don't think
that was part of too. He lost that academy. There was some type of academy or school or something. They pulled him from that project.
Right.
Right. They pulled him from that. And also, okay. Here's another one from the Atlantic. Let me go ahead and find this one here. I'm going to go ahead and go to this next one. This is from the Atlantic. Kanye West destroys himself, okay, by embracing anti-Semitism. He has become the author of his own demise, okay. Let's see. Quote, hatred destroys the hater. When it comes to anti-Semitism, the questionable cliche is sometimes literally true. That's because societies that spend their time pursuing and persecuting Jewish boogeymen fail to address the real roots of their concerns, whether they are political, economic, or personal. In practice, this means that those who embrace the conspiratorial currents of anti-Semitism are frequently the authors of their own demise, flailing against phantoms instead of overcoming their challenges. This week, Kanye West became the latest anti-Jewish conspiracy theorist to be undone by his own delusions. What began with a few unhinged social media posts from the artist, who now goes by Ye, culminated in a week-long whirlwind of anti-Jewish invective. In the interviews and online, Ye's tirades took a depressingly familiar form. Unable to address his problems rationally, he resorted to the age-old avoidance strategy of pinning them on the Jews. Angered by ex-wife Kim Kardashian's public revelation that she had sex with her then-boyfriend in front of a fireplace, Ye riled that it's Jewish Zionist that's about that life. That's telling this Christian woman that has four black children to put that out as a message in the media. Ye also assailed black performers during a movie on a Jewish platform like Disney. Notably, Kardashian and her family have an exclusive TV deal with Hulu, which is owned by Disney. Instead of honestly reckoning with the true causes of his pain, Ye offloaded it onto the Jews, which meant that in the end, the rapper was left with his pain and not much else.
So, there are people, of course, I mean, and there are folks who say, oh, no, Kanye, no, you're losing your mind. You're done. You're through. And right. And ironically, earlier this week, he wound up showing up at what was it, Skechers? The main office for Skechers? Is that right? And he was escorted.
Right. They said he was dropped by his talent agency. His clothing line was pulled from Gap. You know, everybody's pulling away from him.
Okay.
But this is
Simon,
the thing that
you aware
that's
of all them?
That's on the thing.
I'm sorry, Cotton. I didn't know that Cotton had chimed in. What was that again, Cotton?
I was about to sound the thing that I like that Charlamagne Tha God said, because people were saying, well, they didn't pull stuff when he talked about black people. I said, because black people didn't care enough. But Charlamagne Tha God said, don't blame other people for what you didn't do. The reality check is we have to hold our own people accountable so that they'll stop doing dumb stuff. If he's done something, you are, well, I'm going to get those new Yeezys. Yeah, that don't make no sense. Apparently you weren't too upset that he disrespected your ancestors, or he said, you know, voted for Trump, or he said all these horrible things about black people. We chose to be slaves. Okay, yeah, that's what my ancestors wanted to do. Like, well, who's that? And then you go out and make him a billionaire.
Good point.
But the Jewish people said, nope, we're not giving you a pass. Mm-hmm. It's not happening.
Right. Simon, you were about to say?
You know, it's always, you know, I know people trying to say if he's crazy or any of these things. It makes me think back to O.J., you know, when O.J., when Johnny Cochran, they won the case. Here it is, you set free. You know, and everybody said, man, you won. Just go sit down. Play golf.
Right.
Collect your money and just shut up. This man got $1.5 billion. He's a billionaire. You already beat the system, right? You got Tyler Perry's a billionaire. Oprah's a billionaire. Kanye's
right.
a billionaire. Michael Jordan's a billionaire. You part of the team.
You have about 10 of them.
And now you decided, all these black billionaires. You didn't say, hey, let me go hook up with Oprah and those guys and let's form this major venture capital and then all of a sudden we'll blow up even more.
Right.
We can create schools and we can create all these other businesses and we can build more studios and just do things for black people. He didn't come with that plan, but yet they call this man a genius. But you do know that there's a fine line, as they always say, there's a fine line between the genius and the idiot.
Amen.
And he should have went and sat his ass down. He made his $1.5 billion. Focus on what you know. Stay with your fashion. Stay with your music. And he'd have been cool. He nodded and stuck his foot in his mouth. I ain't got no more to say about him. I just say, hey, bruh, you're an idiot. You know, just like Obama called him. Obama called him a jackass. You know, you got all that money and you still ain't happy. You still don't know what to do with yourself. He could have went down to the hood and helped black people.
What is the term? A fool is quickly parted with his money. Isn't that it? Isn't that the old term? A fool is quickly parted with his money. But now, here's the thing, though. And I know some folks are like, oh, Michael, you're changing this act. No, that's not what I'm doing, though. Granted, he was wrong for what he said about Jews in the way he did it. But is it not true that the movie and the music industry are pretty much run by Jewish people?
Okay.
You know,
is that not true?
You know what's funny about that is that I remember being a kid, and I think it still applies. Your mother would always tell you, you don't have to say everything you're thinking, baby. Go sit down. This ain't that. So Kanye's been doing this for a long time, and nobody from when he got up on stage and snatched the microphone out of Taylor Swift's hand. So he's just continued. He didn't marry black.
No,
I don't have nothing against people that don't. But he's spoke against black people for a while now, and how is it that we're still keep giving him a pass and make him richer and richer and giving him a bigger and bigger platform?
Platform, right. And we do. And, well, I do not own a Kanye West album, CD, whatever you want to call it. I've never been to his concerts whatsoever. Now, I do respect the man's talent. You have to respect the man's talent, okay? Regardless, he's put out many hit records. He's produced a lot of stuff, but his personal life and everything is turmoil and it's crazy. But I respect the man being talented, because even though people call him crazy, I think of the term crazy like a fox, because he did become a billionaire. It would take you and me in our lifetime to make at least $50,000 a year in the average lifetime, $50,000 a year in our normal lifetime, to have made $1.7 million. That's the truth. Look it up.
But he only became a billionaire because he had those contracts. Once they took those contracts away from him, he's no longer
his
a billionaire.
Money, that's right. He's not a billionaire anymore.
But you know what? But right, he's not a billionaire. But here's the ironic thing. So what? To be honest, so what? We got to see what he's going to do next, because obviously, he you don't want to lose money. No one wants to lose money whatsoever. We know of people who are millionaires who jumped out windows, but it's not like they can't live. They can't survive. So he's going to be able to survive, of course.
But
that he's different than you and me, you know. But the only thing I'm saying is that, which I go back to the question, what he said and how he said it was wrong.
I listened to how he said it, the way he said it, it was wrong. But the fact is, the movie industry, the entertainment industry in those fields have been run by Jewish individuals, correct?
But what,
yeah, but what's
so
the
what,
point, Mike?
So what difference does
what's
it have? What's that point?
Okay,
because
so I think during the time he was saying that, which Tommy just said, he could have started a lot of stuff, which he did, but now he's saying that, well, we need to do this in our communities. We need to have our own this, our own that, right? And we've been saying that for ages. We do have some black banks, but you don't have black banks like you have, like here you have Regions Bank and you have Bank of America that's all over the United States and this and the other. I understand what he's saying, that we need to invest into the black community and to black businesses. He did say that. Again,
but
I'll say.
Can I finish?
Right.
Then all I'm saying is that where, if you listen to what he said, and again, I'll say I'm not defending him, but you listen to some of the things he said, there were some points he did make very understandable. And keep in mind, there's other folks who agree that there was some. I'm trying to finish, if you let me finish. Do you feel like there were, and if you didn't listen to it, then obviously you're not understanding what I'm saying. There were some things he said where we need to invest into ourselves. We need to have our own business. We need to open up our own stuff. What he said about Jewish people was wrong, but there were some things he said I felt like he was correct. We should do that. What you just said, you know, start investing together. Maybe he just had this all of a sudden revelation about, you know, working for other people like Prince went with the sign and like, hey, I'm not going to keep dealing with Warner Brothers. I'm not going to use my name anymore. Okay. Maybe he had this revelation and decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to change up. Maybe. This is hypothetical. The way he delivered it, again, I'll say he was wrong. But I think some of the things he said, not the part against Jews, but about investing into ourselves and starting our own businesses and starting and
performing
our own.
Investing into
ourselves,
that's not new information. Everybody says that. So he's not saying anything. At this point, he should just stop talking. Like I said earlier, shut up.
Well, yeah,
like, don't sit down and be quiet.
Stop,
Before he got that $1 billion, he had enough money to invest in some of the black businesses, the very ones he's talking about, instead of running. And he did the opposite of that.
Okay, hold on, everybody. Okay. I'm going to let you finish, but I want you to understand, because I'm trying to be very clear. I'm not condoning.
You are clear, Michael. You don't need
said.
To repeat.
You are clear.
Okay,
no.
Hold on. I can repeat whenever I want. The thing is, I want to make clear that maybe he had a little revelation because, you know, he's done certain stupid things, of course. We all know. He has a history of it. We know how Kanye is. And we always known this. But as Cotton just said, people still went ahead and gave him a pass and still went ahead and bought those high-ass dollar shoes, okay? That's our, well, not your fault, but our fault as a black community to still spend money on it. And he took advantage of it. He's not that crazy because the man made money on it. But like I said,
he made
maybe,
money for running for president, Jared Kushner backing him.
Look, he made money off of all that. He saw how he can manipulate. He saw how ignorant people are. There's no way in hell I'm going to sit up here and wait for some damn shoes
that
cost
like
this type of money.
Black. You know how people are ignorant. He's ignorant himself. Yes, he
no,
no.
But he played,
yeah,
Janet, he played on them. He played on them. Okay, he played on them. And he saw how easy it is. And then maybe he saw where he got played.
Mike.
Again, I'll say I'm not condoning it. But first of all, I'm going to do this because this person's sitting here. Let me open up this mic real quick. No, well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to open up to one of
Mike.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Okay. We heard that what you just said, okay? All right.
Yes, you did.
And I'm sorry, Mike. I ain't buying it, and the world ain't buying it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Homeboy use sweatshops like everybody else.
That's right.
Shoes may cost $3,000, but they're made for $1.25 in the Philippines. He's not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right.
Yeah. And that's why he ain't getting a pass. Okay? He got $1.5
billion. I'm not saying he deserves one, but go ahead.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm not, you know, Mike, but there's no need to try to figure out. The fact that he's got Candace Owens connected to him already gives a bad name. That
right,
girl is off the chain anyway. Okay?
Right.
Also, you know, you got that kind of money, and you sitting up here, so come kill me and come shoot me and, oh, if I'm this, I'm that. Dude, what are you doing? All right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear none of that out of Michael Jordan. You don't hear that out of Oprah. You don't hear that out of Tyler Perry.
Yeah, you do.
Okay?
And
I agree with
you. About no dude. And who cares? We've been known. You can go back as far as you want to know what the Jews own. All right? We know what they own. We know what they done bought. But guess what?
Right.
There were black businessmen who were out there that were trying to start stuff.
One at a time. One at a time. I'm sorry. Hold on. Timing was speaking. Let him finish, and then the next person, please. I can't hear both of you.
I'm just saying that, Mike, he, with all that he has made, they keep calling the boy a genius. Music-wise, yeah. So why is it once you get your $1 billion that you all of a sudden say, oh, the Jews own everything?
That's
the
a good question. Right.
Wow.
Okay.
All of a sudden, you got $1 billion. Now, Tyler Perry go get mad at the what's his name? No. He know where he made his money from, and he went and did what? He went and opened up a studio. He ain't called nobody
exactly.
no name. He ain't went after nobody. Has Oprah made it? Oprah know where she made her money at? Michael Jordan know where he made it. So, but
I'm not debating.
But they said, he's a sellout. Now, you know, we got this whole confusion thing. Remember when you was in school and you went and got an education? What did people in the hood say? Oh, you talking white.
I was told many a times I sound like a white boy. Right. I remember that back
right.
in junior high school.
So my thing is like, we can't win. You know, you know, we try to improve ourselves, okay?
Right.
Because everybody's trying to simulate like white folks. Everybody want a Mercedes and a man. Didn't those girls for Black Lives Matter go out and get them a mansion over here in California? Everybody making money.
Right,
everybody want to live that life.
Hold tight for a second. 218. I see your hand waving. 218. I'm going to open your mic momentarily.
So I'm good, Mike.
That's all
I wanted to say. Good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But 218, hold tight for a minute. I think it was, I don't know if it was Cotton or if it was Janet who was trying to chime in. And then I'm going to open up 218. 861's Mike.
I was chiming in. I originally came for 40 years. I lived in upstate New York, and it's predominantly Jewish community there.
Mm-hmm.
And the best advice I ever got was from a Jewish person who got out of a stretch limousine and took a ride on the bus downtown because he was remembering where he came from. And the best thing he ever told me was, for every dollar you make, save at least a dime. And that little short time of 20 minutes talking to that guy on the bus was the best thing someone could have ever said to me. Because
And Donna, I'll co-sign the reason why I'm able to retire to debt coming up in March is because it was a Jewish cat from my job to try to make sure you're getting that Plan D and make sure
that's
you
right.
go over there and getting that tax deferred 457 and then getting those things. He told me what plan to get in.
That's right.
Guess what the plan is, but
now let me open up the mic of 218 because they've been sitting back. But here's the thing. I hope you guys don't miss my point. My point is I'm not condoning, and I agree with what you're saying, but the question is, why would a person who's a billionaire all of a sudden shoot himself in the foot? All I'm saying,
he
and say what he said.
Mike, he's no different than any basketball player.
Can I finish, you guys? Can I finish? I'll let you answer after I open up. But that was my point. I'm going to open up 218's microphone. But the thing is, when I let 218 speak, you guys have the board, and you can respond. My question is, why would this black individual, we talked about his success, and as you said, they say he's a genius. You agree, musically, yeah. But just, you know, socially, he's an idiot. That's what you basically were saying. Not saying, you know, that's exactly what you said. But, why would he do
– go ahead.
Finish,
that's the first time.
But the question is, why would he do that? So, 218-861, welcome to TMGS, the Michael Gaye Show. What's your name and where are you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
How you doing, sir? My name is Nicholas Walker, and I'm in the Houston area. And the thing
Hello,
that,
Mr. Walker.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I just want to disagree with you on the on your Kanye comment. I don't know if you followed him a lot, but he has a history of throwing a fit when he doesn't get his way. And this is just another example. When he was struggling in the fashion industry, that's when he was talking about how the fashion industry really doesn't take black people seriously. And he complained and he complained and he complained and he got black people behind him. And then he started getting these deals with all these ugly clothes. And then he started designing clothes that no one in his hood could afford. He has a way of doing this. Kanye is not doing anything for the betterment of anybody other than Kanye West. And that's what people seem to always forget. He does not care about working with black people and whether the Jewish people are offering opportunities to black people. He doesn't care. He wants opportunities for Kanye West. And because Kanye West isn't getting what he wants, he throws a fit like a petulant child until the black community comes and picks him up. And that's the problem. He's not doing anything different than what he's always done. He needs someone to tell him to shut the hell up.
Thank you.
And he lost that with his mother passed. See, people like Kanye need someone to tell them you're being a dumbass. Shut up. You have $1 billion.
Okay.
If you want it to affect the black community, you don't need to tell everybody. You can do like Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar does stuff behind the scenes, and it's because other people report it that you hear about it. Those are the people that are picking up black individuals. I'm a black business owner. I can't complain that white people are giving me opportunities. I just have to go out and get my opportunity. I could scream and yell at how many opportunities I miss, but because I'm not a genius, quote unquote, like Kanye West, and let's be honest, he makes music. He's not a genius. Okay.
He's not a genius.
He makes good music, period. And he's only had two good albums, you know, College Dropout. That was the end of it.
Well, with all due respect, sir, and I want you to finish. No, they do call him a genius, but I don't personally. But I have to he's been very good at convincing people to look at him as a genius and buy his products and everything to put him in the billionaire club. Right? You have to say that.
That's because. I agree, but why is he successful? Because he does it off the backs of black people. Black people set the standard when it comes to fashion. Black men and black women. Let's be honest.
True.
Let's put that
true.
To bed.
Yeah.
So if IT and telecommunications. I can't put that out where black people are like, oh, look at this. This is what we want to do because I've worked in a lot of dirt. But if I design something and I got five or six very popular black people or good looking black women to wear my stuff. I set my own agenda. Kanye West is not a genius. I'm sorry. Genius is reserved for people who are actually doing something. Scientists are geniuses, not some idiot making music. Because, you know, with the proper chick, there's probably a million geniuses who make better music, but you never hear about them.
I got to say, Prince was a genius. Okay, but Prince was a genius, but that's a different story.
I truly appreciate
you calling in and sharing that. And I want you just to hold on for a minute and stay on the show. Okay. Now, this gentleman here, Mr. Walker, I like the way he presented that whole thing. Right. We do know the history of Kanye, or Ye now. We do know that he flip-flops. We know of the issues he's had and the stupid things he's done. But it still doesn't change the fact that this man got into the billionaire club. He shot himself in the foot, basically. Okay. And what Mr. Walker just said is that he was frustrated over the fact that him trying to get into the fashion thing and it was not really being accepted the way it was. So then what does he do? He lashes out. That's basically what you're saying, right? It wasn't the music thing. It was the fashion deal. Am I correct?
That's correct. And I was just using that to illustrate what he's doing now.
Right. Okay. So that's where he was unhappy with that whole thing, and he lashed out, ran his mouth, which, as I agree, he needs to shut the hell up. He should not have said those things. I've been saying it ever since we've been talking about it. He should have never made those anti-Semitism comments about Jews. I've been saying that ever since.
I agree with him shooting himself in the foot for some sort of noble reason. He's not doing it for
himself in the foot because what you said, he hasn't done anything for the black community. I agree with that. As far as I know. But I don't know anything that's been publicly announced or publicly shared about Kanye West doing something for the black community. His antics with Donald Trump, his White Lives Matter T-shirt at the at his daughter's volleyball game. Yeah, but you should expect that from Kanye. We've all known that he would do some stupid shit like that. We've all expected him to do something stupid. Okay.
Kanye is an attention whore. That's what Kanye is. He's an attention whore.
Sure.
He's not getting any attention. He does just what he does. Stuff like this. I just want to say this real quick. Stephen Colbert says that Kanye is banned from the Late Show Theater. Elon Musk says he reinstated Kanye's Twitter account. But he didn't bring he's not responsible personally for bringing him back to Twitter. So he's being kicked out of everything. The Kanye West Donda Academy, they got that on hold. Like, he's just not doing. And me personally, I don't want to see nobody struggle at the end of the day. But like Mr. Walker just said, Kanye's always been for Kanye. Any money that he made, that's going over to the Kardashians. He don't care about the black community at all, because if he did, he would have taken some of that money and he would have done some things.
I agree with you 100%, because it's just like, hold on just a second. It's just like there's a guy I watch or listen to, and it's funny. He doesn't call them the Kardashians. He called them the Kartrashians. Okay. And he does. He calls them the Kartrashians. That's deep. But let me read this one thing here, though. And Janet, you sent me this. Russell Simmons says Kanye is getting free. I mean, we all know who Russell Simmons is. Says Kanye is getting free. Okay, hold on. Let me finish the article, and then I'll let everybody speak. Russell Simmons says Kanye is getting free from brands dropping him. The philanthropist and Def Jam founder, who's also been fighting off cancel culture, weighed in on the rapper's anti-Semitism scandal. Not everyone has, and let me read more. Hold on. I have to open up the
information here. Okay, so it says, not everybody has decided the artist formerly known as Kanye West is a, what's that, para? The man who co-founded Def Jam Recordings, the record label that recently cut ties with Ye because of anti-Semitism, has emerged from self-imposed isolation for his own shunning from society to not only defend the rapper, fashion designer, but also to encourage him to mend fences and move on. Russell Simmons, the hip-hop legend who's been credibly accused of rape by multiple women, allegations he's denied, recently recorded a video of himself musing about Ye's situation and relating it to his own experience with the sports apparel company Adidas, which on Tuesday ended its lucrative deal with Ye. Hold on, you guys. Okay. Simmons said he was broadcasting from Bali, where he sought refuge following the rape accusations 5 years ago. On brands dropping Ye, nothing that he helped broker a first-of-its-kind deal with Adidas in the mid-1980s for iconic rap groups, Run-DMC, Simmons suggests it was a good thing that Ye no longer had any business obligations with the companies with which he had deals. Quote, Kanye is getting free from these people, Simmons said before adding, he don't need the Gap. Simmons said this presents an opportunity for Ye to, quote, make his own everything with new business partners. Quote, now he has no obligations, Simmons said. Now he can build all new. Simmons predicted he's going to make more money now than ever. End of quote. Y'all agree with that? I think someone said that earlier in the conversation. Okay.
I don't agree with that. I think Russell Simmons should have been one of those people that just kept quiet too, because you should just be quiet. But no, I disagree with that. Okay. because of the people that you're dealing with. Like, you could have been the creator your own if that's because you never needed them in the first place. If he could actually do it, Beyonce teamed up with Adidas, and she had her own clothing line at one point, House of Darion. And then she teamed up with Adidas, and she's continued on. So he could have done the exact same thing. He could have been done that. But anytime he makes his money, he puts his money back into the Kardashians and back into himself. He is not thinking about the black community.
We forgot about Rihanna. We forgot Rihanna just became a billionaire.
Yeah, Rihanna too. She's doing her own thing.
And she ain't ever said nothing. I mean, this girl been brutally beaten by Chris Brown and all kinds of stuff. She didn't have a kid. She didn't became a billionaire. And she ain't pissed off nobody. You don't have to do all that. Denzel ain't never said nothing about nobody. Why you got to
don't
say
get mad at me. I'm just
say,
reading
like,
the article. Don't get mad at me. I'm
like,
just reading the article. I'm just reading the story.
Why can't nobody get mad at
you?
I mean, I'm just saying, we already know.
I'm just playing the devil's advocate and throwing it out there of what other folks are saying, other thoughts, because like I said, I said earlier, before I read what Russell Simmons said, I said there are people out there that are saying, that are defending him. And now when I read what Russell Simmons said, because that was my example, it's not just Russell Simmons, there's other people who are defending.
He
should have
went
and
talked to Dr. Claude Anderson. If he wanted to know the black version, he should have went and talked to Dr. Claude Anderson,
And
he should have been like the one brother who put the venture capitalists together. And, like you got brothers that are putting money together to buy property. And this is not something new for black people. We did these things. You heard about Bruce's Beach in Manhattan Beach. That brother had did that. We did that back in 1914. But what happened? They burned it. They ran us off with Intimate
they
Domain and the Ku Klux Klan. Black folks been trying to make their way for a long time.
We did talk about Bruce's Beach. We did have a topic on it on the show. We did talk about that.
And fortunately, the great-grandson got it. But you know what? He still allowed the city to operate on the property. You know that that
well,
is
yeah,
a lifeguard.
But Mike, at 400, but at 400, I think it's either 43,000 a month or 437,000 a year. They paying them.
Right. That's what they're
so
paying him.
They say it's worth
right.
$70 million. Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's just the fact that, you know, the Kanye's
well,
of the world,
was done.
You know, are going after a Jew. That dude, you losing ground. You ain't got to say nothing. Be a silent killer. Don't go in and just start
yeah.
running your mouth.
And then use that $1 billion to do something else with it. There's places in Kansas City where I am from right now, 18th and Vine. It's been there for a long time. You got the Black Negro League, the American Black Negro League that sits, the Gym Theater. That whole 2 or 3 block radius is nothing but black-owned businesses. That it's another black person, somebody like Kanye, went in and helped build it up and make it even better, it would be an even better place. So, and that's in probably many of cities where there's a place where there's nothing but black-owned businesses already running that you could put that money into to help build those black businesses up opposed to you doing these antics that you're doing now.
I agree with you, Cotton. I certainly do. But you know what? I'm not a billionaire, and you're not, and we're not Kanye, right? And, of course, obviously, he doesn't think on those terms. But I agree with you. Individuals.
But he said it, though. That's why I said it, because if he let it come out of his mouth, then instead of talking about it, then do something about it.
But let me finish something. When you look at individuals like, as the name was mentioned, Tyler Perry does a lot for the community. It is documented, okay? He lives here. He has, I mean, his studio is here in Georgia. Tyler Perry does things on the slide. He's done things for folks, you know. If you look at a lot of things Tyler Perry has done.
Yes,
he has
he's
a private
given a lot
jet.
Of jobs to a lot there, of people.
He has a private jet. He flew a family, or there was something that happened, and he said, "No, I'm gonna give them my jet to get to where they have to go." Okay, now that doesn't have to be major news. Okay, there are entertainers who do some things, you know, undercover. They don't want the public to know. They just do it, and we have to agree with that. That does happen sometimes. It gets leaked out, right? We know. And true enough, an individual like Ye could do more for the community or make it known, hey, look, I'm doing things for the black community. I appreciate you buying my high-ass, ugly-ass shoes. But he doesn't do that. I understand that. That's like I said, he shot himself in the foot because he did not get to know the community. The black community. He turned against it in the media.
But that was never his goal, though. So he wasn't trying to get to know the black community. His concern was never the black community.
But in his rant,
he wouldn't have made the statement that black people need to start building their own. If you let that come out of your mouth, you already know it exists.
But
like Mr. Walker said,
Kanye is about Kanye. But and I do agree with that.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't see anything that. I have to look and see what has he done for the black community. But in his rant of when he threw the Jews in there and this and the other, again, I'll say he was wrong, and I do agree he should have been supporting the black community that is saving up every penny and dime to buy his product. Or whatever, whether it be his music or his fashion, whatever, he should have addressed the black community before he disrespected the Jewish community. But also, I have to go back to my initial question. was he right when he said that the industry, when it comes to black artists, and you guys got to remember, the industry has changed over the years, but still, you have major conglomerate record labels. And even if you remember where T.I. said, when he wanted to change his style of recording, he didn't want to do the, you know, the negative rap. The label told him, no, you got to stick with that. That's what sells. These were Jewish-run companies. And I'm not trying to say, and I don't want anyone to get anything out of contents of what I'm saying, but I think that's what he's saying, is that where, you know, you're not going to allow me to change, or you don't want me to change or allow me to change what I want to, you know, my story, my message to my community, to my people. You want me to stick to this when I was younger and I started? And yeah, I was rapping about this, that, and the other, but now I have a different view. But you want me to stick to this? I'm older now. You understand my point? That's the thing.
But Mike,
excuse me?
Their company.
I understand that.
So it doesn't
matter what they think.
You're trying to. I see what you're saying.
No, you're not seeing what I'm saying.
But Mike,
I'm
saying.
Okay, go ahead.
You can't do that in a way that you made. Look, I took money and backed you. All right, I backed you, and now you say, okay, I want to do my own thing. I'm telling you, hey man,
and we are renegotiating my contract. Let's put that into it.
Right.
And now I'm saying
okay,
to you, okay, look, I want to do something
say,
a little bit
what?
Different.
And
this has nothing
to
do with
you.
It just has to do business wise.
Right, but the guy says,
if I come to you and I say, hey, look. I want to put out a different message for my community, okay, for my people. I want to do a different album. Keep in mind, Marvin Gaye, okay, if you remember, when he had to deal with that lawsuit from his ex-wife, he did an album called Hear My Dear, right? You remember that?
Yeah.
And that album didn't throw up a shit. Until he died. Go ahead.
Mike, he also, but they all my point is that you came to me, you want to change things up. I own the company,
mm-hmm.
You don't. I have a right to either agree that I want you to change, or I say to you, I don't want to do that. And you say, okay,
mm-hmm.
Then I'll move on.
Okay. Well, you remember Ray Charles.
And you remember Ray Charles
left his first business partners because they could not come up with what he wanted. And then when Atlantic Records came to him, he made the deal and he said, I want to own my masters. Look at how many artists today. Now, we're talking about Ray Charles. Back in the 60s, 70s said, yeah, I'll sign with you, but I got to own my masters. Same thing Prince had to go through.
And guess what, Mike? There's probably some people who, when guys tried to own their masters, and they told them no. Guess what?
Right.
Diddy owns a lot of rappers' masters.
I know that. Trust me, I know that. If anything, I know a lot about that in music. But that's the point. Who owns them? Go back to what Kanye was saying, in a sense. Own your stuff, and don't get it crossed up. Don't get it mixed up. What we talked about as far as what Kanye could have done, but what Kanye was saying on the other side, okay? But the thing is that where these artists, as we just said, these artists are saying, hey, look, or as I just said, when Prince put the symbol on, when Ray Charles said, I'll sign with you, but I got to own my own shit. Anita Baker recently got a lot of her stuff. Many other artists
all these years they've been recording and the labels have been making millions off of these songs, and they don't get they don't own none of it. Other
but
artists
Mike,
buying
but Mike,
their stuff.
Wait a minute, but
what's
Barry
Gordy.
What did
you say?
You can go and get your stuff if you want to. Or, just like you said, Ray Charles did. If I sign with you, I want to own my own master. If I wrote it, I want to own it. Okay, a lot of these guys, let's not forget, you can go with TLC. Who took advantage of them? Those weren't Jews. Those are black people.
Oh yeah, yeah, true. Now that's and that is true. I know that. Look, trust me. Janet, are you still here? Janet, are you on mute? Okay, I see she's still on the board. Oh, I know that because I know the people who worked with them. We had one of them on the show, right? But that's one. That's one that you can mention out of thousands, to be honest. We had an individual who worked for Pebbles on the show who was the manager for TLC, and we had that conversation. All right. But, you know, I'm not making excuses for Kanye. I still call him Kanye. I'm not, you know, used to the yay. P. Diddy went from P. Diddy to, well, better yet, from Puff Daddy to P. Diddy to what was it? He's had like four different names, all right? So whatever you want to call Kanye, Ye, Khan, whatever, you know, I do not condone. I want to make this very clear since this is on all these social media platforms. I'm not condoning what he's saying. All I'm sharing is what I've read and what people, which you just heard me say, what Russell Simmons said and what I've seen on social media pages. I don't know what the guy's going to do. Again, I'll say that he went to, I think it was Skechers' office. He was escorted off the property. And I do agree with you guys. He needs to just shut the hell up and go away, which OJ should have done, which you mentioned OJ years ago. What he does at this point, I don't know. Sad situation when you look at all these great artists. You know, it made me think about Will Smith, the slap heard around the world. Now he's dealing with, you know, stuff. Okay. I think he might gradually get accepted back, but the damage is already done. And it's just sad to see these people with all this money, black people, I should say, getting situations, and all of a sudden, it's the biggest story that they're getting in themselves in the biggest trouble. But you look at folks who have done stuff, and no one attacks them like they do these individuals. You may not agree with me, but that's what I see. They're wrong, but it's quick to attack. Any of you agree with me or disagree? I don't know. I really don't care. But that's what I'm seeing. Every time a black celebrity does something, it becomes, you know, major news. It's there. We're talking about it. But there's a lot of stuff that became news of other individuals, and it gets buried. Just now, or just this past week, what is his name? Is Janet back on the board? Janet, are you still
there?
I brought your name up, but what's his name? The white guy who allegedly molested and raped women. His court trial. In fact, Timon shouldn't know this. His trial is going on it's going on in L.A. now. You hear anything about that?
Yeah, it's a movie out. He got a movie out.
Yeah, but his trial is going on right now. Have you seen any updates on that? Nope. And that's national news. I have not seen anything here. You know how I see it? Popped up on social media. But when it's Kanye West or Will Smith,
It's on every local channel here. I'm just saying, this is what I see.
Harvey's just died down a little, that's all, because when his first came out, it was on everything. But because they got movies out, and if you watch the little clips of the movies, they're telling you that he was making people stop talking about him. He was going after them and telling them, stop talking about this, take this off your, like, and people were listening because he was threatening their lives.
Like Trump.
Now, doesn't that tell you something? Doesn't that tell you something? That these allegations came so far back that they had time to make a damn movie about it. How many years ago was that? You can't make a movie about an allegation unless, in 2-3 months all of a sudden it's out there. I mean, it's not impossible. But that's my point. These allegations have existed for so long, and he's now going to trial in L.A., and now there's a movie. Now, who owns the rights to the movie? Does he own the rights? Does his family? Does the victims? What judge allowed this to even be released? Those are the questions I look at. Because if it's him, normally a judge will say, no, you cannot make something to share on the media regarding your trial because it could be biased to a juror or to the public or whatever case, but to a juror who might happen to see the movie before the trial even starts or before the jury is picked. Am I right or wrong? You work in law enforcement. Is that correct? Okay, I see time is on the board, but he has not responded. But this case just started last week. And this has been an allegation for years. So anyway, with that being said, quickly, we're going to get out of here in about 15 minutes. So I got to go ahead and burn up the time. And I want to thank all of you guys. Seriously, I want to thank each and every one of you for chiming in on these topics. A lot more to talk about because I'm sure there's going to be a lot more that Kanye or Ye will do in the not-too-distant future. And, wow, crazy world we live in. So with the last 15 minutes, Monday is Halloween. Okay. So do you live in a neighborhood where you get trick-or-treaters? And I ask that because I know I'm not going to have any because I live in a house, Janet, you see where I live, on a road and a little narrow road. And I'm more in the city. And then my driveway is a real long uphill driveway. I don't think any kids are going to walk up, and it's dark. But do you get or have you had trick-or-treaters in the past? And if not?
I have not had trick-or-treaters for years. Because I also have a long driveway, and my car and my house is far back. So, no, I don't have trick-or-treat. I don't even buy candy anymore. Nobody comes my way.
Do you ever decorate the outside of your house, like with a pumpkin or whatever?
I got too many trees.
Yeah. I've seen your house. I know. And you turn off your porch light?
Even if my lights are on, they're not going to come. I have floodlights and things, but they're not coming. Plus,
okay,
my family, we don't do trick-or-treating. We give the kids harvest party.
Okay. So, but I'm saying, but the things that you're saying, you don't get them. Cotton, Halloween, Monday. But today, or I'm pretty sure tonight, most kids are out. Are you getting trick-or-treaters or better yet, over the years, have you seen trick-or-treaters or do you actually have a community event?
No. I live in an apartment, so I wait for the trick-or-treaters. I got my costume and everything.
So you do get trick-or-treaters, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I think apartment complexes probably have more trick-or-treaters than a neighborhood. You know why? Because you're a closer community. You see each other. The kids know the person that lives in that place. They recognize their face. You understand what I'm saying? Because when I lived in an apartment complex, that's what it was. Basically, all the trick-or-treaters were the kids that lived in the complex. I probably knew the parents or ran into them, spoke to them or whatever, and they would only trick-or-treat within the complex. That's a good thing, other than going down the street, you know, to a unknown home or a person that doesn't live in the, you know, quote-unquote complex.
Can I say something?
So you do get...
Too many crazies out there. Ever since I was a kid, people used to put razor blades and take needles, inject stuff into apples. And,
drugs,
you know, you got to sit there and dissect the candy and make sure everything is okay. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. And now they're even it's more far extreme than what they were before.
Okay. I don't know if Timon is still here. I wanted to get him to share his thoughts on Halloween since he's in California, because that's where I'm from, and trick-or-treating out there. Well, again, I do have some candy here. I've just bought like 2 bags, which I'm going to wind up eating, you know, or giving away
at
work.
No trick-or-treating at my place, Mike. I ain't going to be nowhere around.
You got the porch light out.
Hey, no, hey, and shoot, you know, I mean, that's another thing. You know, you're taking things that, you know, where is our society going? When you can't even go out and do something as have fun for children, you know.
Correct.
We shoot
good
children
point.
In
I'm
the schools. We got shootings in our schools, things that we that was created, freedom, under democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing also that the pandemic exposed the inequality in our society. It exposed how, you know, out of touch we are with each other, but also it showed that we're social creatures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we also got sucked into, you know, a guy coming into our world and feeding off us and selling us a bill of goods. You know, we start focusing on individualism instead of focusing on, you know, group. You know, we got people start becoming more tribal. You know, and they started passing things. So now I don't even think. I mean, you ever been in a grocery store, you see a beautiful child, and you can't even smile at these kids anymore because the parents don't know if you're a pedophile or a nutbag or not?
Right.
Now you just ignore them. You don't even know what
trust
going
me. Hey, trust me. I work at Walmart, man, in the electronics department, and I see a lot of folks that come up with their kids and everything, and some are cool. But some you can kind of sense, you know, the way they feel, and so I don't even look at the kid. You know, when I'm talking about the kid, like the baby, you know, I'm like, hey, how are you doing? You know, I try to be nice, you know, and sometimes the parents will have a look on their face, and the child will smile. I'm like, oh, they got a pretty smile. Then the parent will relax because their child smiled. But there are some folks who are offended of you even, you know, acknowledging their kid. And you're standing behind a counter, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm going to follow you, you know, I'm just going to leave my job. And, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy where folks are so offensive.
Well, Michael,
and I,
just like,
let me just finish this. I get what Timon was saying. It's sad that we're here in America where the kids can't have fun anymore. Halloween is just a made up holiday, which is called what, Hallows Night, I think it's the term, okay. And it has some which we did a few years back, if you remember, Janet, we did some research on it and how it started. Unfortunately, I don't have that information right now to share, but that's what it was based on. But, you know, you used to have the ghouls and goblins and everything, which you still do, but not as much as you had in the past. You used to see where kids would wait till it got dark and go out to trick-or-treat. Now, they do it before dark, or they go to the church or a local place because it's not safe going door-to-door anymore. That's sad. But we still do it every year. Go ahead, Janet.
I think it's sad to try for parents letting their children celebrate goblins and demons and, you know, all kinds of crazy things. So if a child is going to go out for trick-or-treat, do something positive. Have them dress into, you know, something positive, not negative.
Well, now it's more really in stores, even though they still have the, you know, the werewolf and the vampire, you know, theme and this and the other. But if you look at it, it's a lot of your children's favorite movie character, the costumes now, okay? I mean, we got a huge display came in last week for the new movie, Wakanda Forever. They got the outfits. They got all kinds of toys, this and the other. So now that's where it's going to. The princes, the superheroes, you know, is what's really going on. If you guys saw recently, there was a whole story about the Jeffrey Dahmer look. And now there's some places that are banning it, not selling it. The Jeffrey Dahmer mask.
Hey, now, Mike, and that,
yeah, because
hey,
that's just disrespectful right there. That
right.
Don't because totally. you that's disrespectful. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have the little girl that's getting the surgery. Did y'all see the little girl with the fake booty?
Right.
And she got the IV thing. She's pushing it around. She got the little IV thing and she's pushing around like she's getting cosmetic surgery done. She's getting plastic surgery.
I have not seen that one. That's a new one on me. And now that's
In California, they celebrate the dead. You know, the Hispanics have the holiday where they celebrate the dead, which is what their Halloween is.
It's called
Day
of the Dead, right.
Everybody's they have everybody dressed up in, you know, different skeleton type of garb and stuff. But that's from the Hispanic, you know, that's part of their culture.
Correct. And it's not a horror thing, see. And that's the thing of where we don't understand cultures and the reason why they do it. See, you said the right thing. They're not celebrating the Wolfman or the vampire. They are actually celebrating, as you just said, the Day of the Dead, celebrating the ones that we lost. Okay, that's a different thing. I get that, you know, because yeah, when we all go, we do become skeletons, but that's their culture, right? Some people may feel offended, but as I said, nowadays it's more the superhero thing or the princess or the movie character more so than the blood and gore that was actually, you know, most folks wanted to look the hideous, I guess is the term I'm trying to say, back then. When you were a kid, you trick-or-treat, right? All of you. Okay. You would wait till dark, right, to trick-or-treat. When I was a kid, when I was younger, like 7, 8 years old, I would trick-or-treat with my brothers. But when I got, like, no, better yet, when I was 5 or 6, but when I got about 8 or 9 years old, I always wanted to be the guy to scare you. Me and my neighbor, we used to set up our little thing and have a little dummy drop down from the tree and, you know, had the haunted house music, you know, playing and stuff like that. We enjoyed that. It was fun. It was fun for us. But I don't think you see that much anymore. Maybe certain neighborhoods still do it. So it's like, what's the sense of Halloween at this point in time? It's not safe. Like Janet said, back then you had to worry about the razor blades and the apple, the LSD and the candy. and everything, and you're talking about back in the, you know, 60s and 70s when that was going on. So what's the sense of Halloween then? Everybody getting quiet, huh?
I don't think it should be something that we celebrate, you know, because people, you know, it's all about money, taking it to another level, you know. My family, we don't celebrate it.
You're definitely right. It's a lot of money involved because if you think about it, and I'm glad that you said that, there are costumes that cost $25, $30, and the day after Halloween, you can get them for almost $2. So that tells you how much it costs to even make the costume, right? If you could buy it for $2, probably only costs, what, 50 cents? Okay.
Well, sometimes they mark it down just to and take it off as a loss, not because that's
trust
how much
me.
It costs.
No, trust me, Janet, I've seen the markup. I've seen where some of these electronic or not electronic, but yeah, well, like the, you know, like the skeleton that moves and everything and has a little sound effects, they were charging people $85 for this damn thing. You know how much it cost the store at the time? And I can tell you, Home Depot, I saw the cost. It was $10 that they paid for it. They were selling it for $85. That's a $75 markup from their cost. So they're not going to lose a dime. They'll drop it down at the retail at $85, cost them $10 for them to buy it. They're going to mark it down to maybe $15.
But
and
that
people buy
cost,
it.
They have to think about how much it costs for employees and for, you know, just different things. You can't just sell it for what it costs because you'll never make any money. So there's always a markup, always.
Well, I understand that point, but you understand what I'm saying is that when they bought it, they paid $10 for it. They marked it up to $85 for retail.
Yeah.
And then when
so they
the holiday
pay
is over with,
to process it.
It look, the $10 was already figured into the employee cost. When they buy the, you know, they don't. Okay, well, let me get somebody else's opinion. Simon, what do you think? Do you think that when they buy it at $10, they figured in the employee's pay, or when they do the markup, it's figured into the employee's pay? Or
it's the markup.
I don't think it's based on the markup.
Well, I mean, I was
wrong,
listening to also Michael, so I know it's
I know
in
you
markup.
Did, but I know. But I think that the initial cost is the bottom line because after that, it's the profit for the company. But
the people who sell it,
thought?
That's what the initial cost is. The employee cost isn't when they buy it for 10. That's the supplier selling them to them for 10. Then you mark it up.
I,
so the employee
well,
cost is not negotiated in that.
Okay, hold on a minute. Simon, you about to say something?
I really don't know. Yeah.
Cotton, you have an opinion on that? Because that's an interesting thing, but I'll do some research on it, and we can talk about it on another show. But I do believe that when they buy this stuff in bulk,
no.
and they buy it at $10.
I have bought stuff no. at wholesale, and you sell it at retail, and you mark it up, but you got a choice of which you want to mark it up to. So you put the whatever the overhead is and everything, it has to go into that. It's the same way when you work in construction. You buy stuff at a certain price, but you got to add employees and everything in when you give that, do the proposal and give that price.
But also the thing is, it depends on what you buy when you buy it in bulk. Now, when you're a company, a major chain like that, you're going to buy it in bulk, right? So they buy in bulk. And then keep in mind,
it's still a markup.
Okay, but what I know it's a markup. I just told you an example of what I already know, and I looked at it. of where they're charging $85, $10. But if they got it for $10 in bulk, they mark it up to $85. I'm pretty sure the markup, even at $85, far exceeds what the employee cost is going to be. Because still, and again, when that season is over with, when Halloween is over with, they'll probably mark it down to $15. They're still going to exceed. They already know. That's my thought. Cotton, do you have a comment on that? That's my thought. That that's already figured. To me,
I
think that's that profit that they're looking at for the company. I may be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm right.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I
agree.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I have to agree with Janet because I do have books. I do have T-shirts and I have hats and things like that. So when I buy my hats in bulk, I don't have an employee. So the only person I got to factor in is me. But that's their price. Whatever their price is, that's their price. Once I get it, then I decide how far up I want to mark it based on if I got to ship out, if I'm going to be doing an event and I got to pay for an event that I'm going to be doing, depending on. So I factor in that once I get the product, then I give it the price that I want to get. If I buy a $7 shirt and then I mark it up to $20, I'm factoring the fact that I got to ship out because it's going to cost me to ship. Probably not before, because you can't tell the manufacturer what price they're going to sell it to you for.
Okay. I said I may be wrong, you know, but I'm just looking at where when you're a large corporation, I'm thinking that when they negotiate selling that product, that, you know, they work it out where they can buy it in bulk, right? And so they already figured, okay, this is what we're paying for this product, right? And so I'm thinking that, so let's say they paid $10 for it, and they already factored that $10, a portion of that is figured into it, and we're going to mark it up, you know, and they overmark it up to a certain extent for the profit. And I may be wrong, again, I may be wrong, but they're not going to lose any money. They're still going to be able to pay the employees. But even after that fact, which is a seasonal product, they're going to bring it down. If you're going to sell it to the public for $85 and you bring it down to $15 after that point, you're still going to make a profit. They're still making that $5, even though they paid $10. You follow me? So I'm thinking that they already factored that in. Does that make any sense? And even if they can make that a tax write-off, so they're covered either way. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about that on a later date. Hey, you guys, thank you for tuning in for TMGN, the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, here on the TMGS. I appreciate all my co-hosts, Janet Davis, and also Cotton Campbell, and Mr. Time and Ship for tuning in for our conversation, and Mr. Walker for chiming in. Interesting conversation this evening. I appreciate everyone's comments and everything. Like I said, we come up with the topics. You're more than welcome to share your thoughts on what we talk about here. And, you know, it's always an education. It's always interesting. It's always something that you can listen to every Saturday here on TMGS. Again, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We're about to get on out of here and hope that tonight, if you are listening, wherever you're listening from, that if you got some trick-or-treaters, you know, give them a nice handful. You know, don't be stingy. I know when I used to trick-or-treat, there was this one woman down the street. She was stingy as all get out. I don't know why, but that's what she was. She'd give you like two pieces of candy. Give them a handful, okay? It's Halloween weekend, you guys. So enjoy, be safe, and for you grown folks out there, please do not drink and drive. and be mindful of the kids that may be crossing the street. You know, drive a little slower, be a little cautious. There are a lot of people, I'm pretty sure, out there. Cotton, please, before you go and before we wrap this up, let us know what's coming up on your next episode of Let's Talk About It.
Well, actually, the next thing I have coming up is going to be the open mic late night with Cotton Campbell, the softest voice in poetry, November the 3rd. So tune in. Call in with your poetry. You can call in with your music, your song, your rap, your story, whatever it is you want to call in and talk tell us about. Open mic late night with Cotton Campbell, the softest voice in poetry.
And let's go ahead and listen to this one because we're going to have to make that drop for that here. But
hey, this is St. James, and you're tuned in to TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, home of the Michael Gay Show, and Let's Talk About It, with your host, Cotton Campbell. So keep it locked here for more great conversation on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Let's get it, baby.
Hey, man. All right. Thank you, St. James, again. Hey, you guys, thank you again for joining us. Make sure you tune in for the new show, November the 3rd. All right.
Yep.
Make sure you check it out. You'll be seeing postings coming up on all social media platforms. Hey, have a good night. God bless. A blessed Sunday. And we'll see you next week here on the TMGS. Good night. God bless.
No. Interest group?
Chairman Dodge, please. Will you tell him that it's Mr. Joshua Benjamin from the NAACP on the line? No, ma'am, actually, you'll be of a great deal of help. I have a few minor questions. I would like to know how many members of the chairman's committee are African Americans. None. Well, I'm sure you have a Latino member on the committee. No Latinos either. Does the chairman have any Asians or any Native Americans on the committee? No Asians and no Natives. Does the chairman have any handicaps or gays on the committee? No gays. Well, you've been of a great deal of help. Just forget I even called. Just tell him I said hi. Okay.